You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin with the Screener Squad, today talking about Cage Fighter, Worlds Collide. What is Cage Fighter? An MMA champion, an undefeated MMA champion, a fictional undefeated MMA champion, goes up against the AEW's best leading champion, also undefeated, I believe, in his weight class. Do they have weight classes in wrestling still? Do I sound crazy?
Yes, there are still cruiserweights, but not in AEW. Yeah, he's the world heavyweight champ.
He's the champion. Okay. Moxley. And essentially, we have this very stuck-up, top of his game, no class. Well, a little classy. I think he's kind of charming. Jerk says that Randy Stone, played by Jonathan Good, who is Moxley, I just found out, is no good. And he'll fight him. You know, he'll fight an easy jobber. No chance in hell is he going to lose to some WWE wrestler. A little shades of MMA past with Brock Lesnar kind of coming in and ruffling feathers. You know, he lost terribly when he tried out his first fight, but then kind of took the world by storm for three and then became a flash in the pan after that. That's basically what this movie is. We've got Jordan with us, who I'm just finding out isn't just a WWE encyclopedia, but an all things wrestling. Wonderful knowledge. We've been talking about this a little bit before. And Jordan, I'm actually going to let you take the lead on this and tell us not only what this is about, but give us some of that sweet nostalgia and who this Moxley character is, which blew my mind when you told me earlier.
Basically, the setup is Gina Gershon plays Max Black, who leads this MMA promotion, Legends, and she has this undefeated champion. Alex Montagani, who plays Reese, is undefeated champion, and she gets the idea to book a next fight against professional wrestler Randy Stone, played by Jonathan Good, who many wrestling fans may know from WWE as Dean Ambrose, but more so currently as Jon Moxley, who at the time of this recording is the current AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Now, Reese thinks, I'm a real fighter. This guy's just a professional wrestler. I'm gonna beat his ass. It's not gonna be as easy when it comes down to it, and that is it, more or less. So, yes, we do have an actual MMA guy, Alex Montagani, who I guess is his first acting role. I'm not too sure because I really haven't seen him in anything else. And he did fine, for my money, in all honesty. Jonathan Good, a.k.a. Jon Moxley as Randy Stone, was a bigger highlight because this movie does actually look at the disparities and is like, oh, how are you going to come in from there? But, you know, since it's expected, since people even today still have this look down their nose sort of look at professional wrestling, not even realizing, hey, there's actually a lot more into it that goes than you think. And there is this overlap between wrestling and MMA. You brought up Brock Lesnar, but, you know, there's also Ronda Rousey, Bobby Lashley, Dan Severn, Kurt Angle even.
Oh, I didn't know Kurt Angle.
There's a weird history where in the early days of MMA, there was a lot of crossover because in Japan, the fan culture is different and they cross-book the sports. They'll have a bill where they just tell you on the bill, this is a pro wrestling fight and this next fight is an MMA fight that's not scripted.
Yeah. Oh, and Ken Shamrock.
That's a big one. You're right. I remember Ken Shamrock. He had the ankle lock for his signature move.
A lot of early MMA figures were expected to do both.
That sultry voice you're hearing is our buddy Matt, who's joined us today as well.
I forgot to introduce myself.
I wouldn't skip out on your introduction. I think this is our first review together. I'm glad to have you here. Well, what did you think of the overall performances of these? Because clearly, wrestling acting is way different than what would you guys call this? A B-movie fight film acting. What did you think of the performances?
This is a martial arts genre film. This is for people that like Scott Adkins movies. The strategic goal here was never to win an Oscar, and these guys are all good enough, right? They're good enough to move the movie to the action, which is their job. I believe his full birth name is Jonathan Good. He comes in as almost like an Alex Jones look-alike, sound-alike heel, yeah. And goes very strongly after like the Kale Sonnen beef.
Yeah, he's like a force of nature.
And I did have the complaint that like they built their MMA guy up too much. In real life, when this happened, it was Brock Lesnar and a guy who had been retired.
Frank Mir.
Yeah, Frank Mir. Yeah. What happened is Lesnar had a go-round with this guy that had been retired, and then he fought another guy that was older. And he did fine against them, and everybody's like, this guy's a phenom. And then he fought the real champ, which is what this guy's presented as, and he fought some guys like Cain Velasquez, and they just wrecked him.
Yeah.
Like he just hit a wall. And I don't want to get too far into the culture of this, but I give full respect to Brock Lesnar for the amount of improvement he displayed between fights. But I think he was exploited by the promotion, willingly, because he got a bunch of money. But if they'd have started him at the bottom, he would probably have been a long-reigning champion.
Well, he did have that NCAA background in wrestling, so he also had an MMA base. Randy Stone, played by the wrestler in this, and presenting as the wrestler, we're not even given a base from him, just that he's a promotional wrestler phenomenon. And that's all we get.
The critiques I do have of this are sort of the script, because it's really bizarre. Like, they talk about Randy Stone in the script like he is Brock Lesnar. They're like, they say, Reese has never faced a guy this big or this powerful. And then they show them like in side by side. And if anything, Good is smaller than the guy playing Reese.
But Moxley ain't no twig. He is pretty fucking built. And here's the thing. They actually put a lot of detail into this character that I think only wrestling nerds like me are gonna pick up, because they mentioned Cincinnati. He is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he does currently reside in Las Vegas, and he is actually lately incorporated into his moveset a more, you know, more aggressive submission style that would be classified as sort of MMA. He actually won a big pay-per-view match earlier this year with a very intense, you know, sleeper hold that basically knocked the opponent out.
Yeah, they've been integrating more of that stuff since MMA started to make, you know, 90s theatrical style look kind of more lampshaded. I mean The Undertaker added the Devil's Gate and all that stuff. My other con for this is, I guess my big time of wrestling fandom has kind of sunsetted because I no longer live in a house full of bros. I don't watch it as often, and I guess AEW is a bigger deal than I thought it was, but my thought on this while watching it was that this had been written with the assumption that they would have a bunch of licenses, and then they didn't get them. Well, particularly on the MMA side. The MMA promotion in this is, it feels like they crossed out, that like they wrote it with UFC, and then they had to cross that out and write a generic in.
Yeah, I mean, I was honestly surprised by the amount, or hell, just the appearance of AEW footage. I think because AEW is almost, it is in 1 year operation. It's coming up on 1 year on broadcast weekly TV on TNT. It was like, hey, this will still be good exposure for us. They kind of understand that well. I actually like the cameos from various professional wrestlers and MMA fighters, where they actually have this montage of, you know, when the match is announced. I thought they did good work. Like, even one of them being, who some WWE fans may recognize as Santino Marella, he actually also runs his own sort of wrestling and MMA fight school out in Canada.
His main trainer, his Mickey figure, is, of course, the retired champion Chuck Liddell.
Who actually was far better than I thought he would be.
I have to say one thing real quick. I happen to have read Chuck Liddell's autobiography. And he's one of those figures, kind of like Dolph Lundgren or early MMA personality Tank Abbott. Chuck Liddell is a little bit of a wrestling character. And then when you read his background, you're like, oh, this guy went to college, and this guy puts some thought into his Mohawk image, you know? So I wasn't surprised to see a reasonable acting turn from him. And then we also saw the alt trainer he goes to is a younger contender named Luke Rockhold.
Yeah, I think his name in the movie was Tony Gunn. Luke Rockhold, he was also a UFC world champion for a bit. I think he won his belt from Chris Weidman and lost it to Michael Bisping. Two phenomenal champions. Yeah.
And you also just remind me that Tank Abbott was also involved in wrestling. But that was during the death of WCW in the year 2000, so we don't talk about that much.
Aww.
When they went full Sturgis demo.
Okay.
The biggest strength of this movie is the acting, because I also do want to go back to Gina Gershon, who's really good. I'm always a big fan of her, so I was very happy to see her here.
I thought the writing for her was a bit stilted. It was kind of like the part of a businessman written for someone that hadn't met one.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that, but I thought she did a good enough job with how she holds herself and her, you know, usual charisma and style.
There's a part where she really throws off like three or four in a row, like I'm going to... Like, yeah. She's basically just going, synergize the paradigms.
Like, yeah, like, she's just throwing off singers. I also liked Elijah Burke as Reggie.
He's a relative unknown, and he stole the stuff he was in.
He was kind of the heart and soul of this movie in a lot of ways.
He's the turtle of this entourage.
Jonathan Good, Moxley, isn't the only other wrestler in this movie. There is Jey Uso. Basically, he is Christian of Edge and Christian from the WWE. Weirdly, he plays the MMA pundit. Steven Drake, which I thought, that's kind of a neat little touch, but I'm a big Christian, Mark. I always really enjoyed his work. I thought the lead was kind of boring. He was fine. He was good. Just a little boring.
I think that's why he was surrounded by charismatic, charming people.
I think he highlights the biggest flaw of the movie. The movie was not sure whose team it was on. Reese is the protagonist per the script. But in choosing to highlight, like, hubris, this movie's essentially Rocky III, right? He fights the guy at the midpoint, and then they rematch in the end. And rather than have, like, some sort of external thing, like a death in the family, or an illness, or financial troubles, or anything like that, he really just kind of loses for the first time and petulantly decides to retire. The only good real-life example of that really is Ronda Rousey.
I think they were making fun of Jon Jones or maybe even Conor McGregor by having that in the script.
I am already dreading Ronda Rousey's return to WWE, so...
She always gives herself too high bars, and this isn't going to be a Ronda Rousey podcast. But when she comes in and says she's going to be like the next Rowdy Piper, like, whoa, like you were saying earlier, Matt, Brock, Ronda, take it slow. You don't have to be a legend on day one. Relax.
But yeah, I mean, there were some points where I thought the lead was good, but he's carried by much other people. By the way, his wife.
I would say I'd have to see him in something else.
And this is only his second film as far as IMDb is letting me know.
Yeah, so. I'd have to see him in something else to see if the faults I found with the character are faults of the character or the actor.
Matt, why don't you take us into our final thoughts?
I would give this 7 out of 10 old Van Damme VHSs.
Yeah, very good. Jordan, final thoughts.
This movie was actually better than I thought it would be. And it actually handled deft and respect above forms, you know, MMA and professional wrestling well. I just thought it would be like, hey, look how stupid wrestling is. You know, because so often people... Can't do that. I mean, I'm over that sort of thing, but I was actually glad. And again, the cameos between both those involved in pro wrestling and MMA actually worked well. And the acting is what helps this movie, because the script at times is cliched as hell and feels like you're just hitting this point because you have to. Jonathan Good, sorry, I'm still going to keep him calling him John Moxley, because that's basically what he was, and he was amazing here. He basically didn't break character, more or less. And I really enjoyed his performance. Chuck Liddell was better than I thought, and Elijah Baker as Reggie actually was a very good soul for this movie. Action was good, nice and well shot. I do recommend this enough, so I'll give it 7 out of 10 bent steel chairs.
Very nice. I agree with you on the acting. I actually like Gina Gershon a lot. I watched a ton of films just like this as a little kid, where the evil promoter was in the shadows all like, I don't care about the health. I don't care about the honor of your craft. Just bring in the money. And she embodied that attitude so heavy, I actually missed my dad because I'd watched these movies with him.
Actually, I have to say that's a comment I had in my notes and forgot to say. She actually displays an unusual amount of regard for the fighters for a movie promoter.
I mean, yeah, come on. She's not Vince McMahon.
Aww. Vince McMahon works just as hard, damn it. I enjoyed this. I really did. I am disappointed that we actually didn't get more from Moxley. I really liked his character. I like that we didn't know what he was capable of until the first fight, because he really plants that foot and throws his shoulder with purpose, and that sold it. Didn't like the hero's journey, though, because everything about him was so... It kind of reminded me of the same reasons I didn't like Creed 2. I'm not saying that you shouldn't engage in your feelings when you lose, but I'm just tired of it, and I don't like that drama at all. Especially in my Let's Beat People Up for Money movies. Maybe it's a personal choice or a nitpick, but I didn't care for the character's journey. I liked Alex Montagnani in this. I thought he did good. He also looked and acted like an MMA fighter. Some of the fight choreography was sloppy, but then at times it was great and actually reminded me a lot of wrestling and of MMA fighting. So that's another high mark for it. So really it's just the highs and lows going at each other. So I'll split it more on the positive side, because I did enjoy this, and it made me feel very nostalgia for the films of old, which I think is ultimately what it was going for, at least towards my demographic of old man missing watching movies with their dad when their mom was visiting her sister or something. So I'm going to give this one 6 surprise triangle chokes out of 10 fights to the championship.
By the way, I want you all to know the restraint I had when we were talking about MMA and wrestling within fighting, because I could have gone on like a 20-minute tangent about Antonio Inoki and how he pretty much took over New Japan Pro Wrestling with his sort of hard-on for that and just started another promotion for it.
Oh, I mean, if you want to do another half hour, we can talk about Farmer Burns if you want. But
I just have one clarification I need. Randy Stone... The character, who is Jon Moxley, the AEW champ, who is Jonathan Good in real life, who you said was a wrestler named Dean Ambrose. You mean to tell me, is that really the Dean Ambrose from when I was like 8 years old that was running with the Four Horsemen in the WWE? That's the same guy?
We need to have a talk.